Chapter 30, Primetime. Primetime has two components, biological primetime and mechanical primetime. The two have little in common, but they go together well. Biological primetime is the period of the day when you're the most energized, a stretch of time lasting 6 to 8 hours in any 24-hour period. Like many people, my biological primetime begins the moment I wake up, and I'm out of gas by early afternoon. Biological primetime is the segment of the day I'm strongest and smartest, so I ruthlessly devote it to accomplishment, at my work mostly. There is no more effective period for me, and I never fritter it away. Others have a biological primetime that begins in the late afternoon and stretches into the early morning hours, and there are those whose biological primetime lies somewhere in between. Determine when yours occurs, and then never waste it. These are the hours you assert control, to do what you need to do to create even more of it. You are better during these periods. Your thinking is sharper, and your actions more adroit. Your effectiveness will be triple what it is during your non-biological primetime hours. For me, what is wasted time in those hours? It's exercise, reading, going for a hike, hanging out with friends. Those are important endeavors, but none contribute directly to what I need to do to gain more control and freedom in my life. And what do I do during my biological primetime to advance my own long-term control and freedom? I do my mechanical primetime tasks, and we'll get to that. And what about reading, routine chores, exercising, and hanging out with friends? Try to limit these activities to non-biological primetime hours, although there will be occasions when you have to be sharp during these less than optimal times. If my biological primetime is in the early morning and there is some critical personal requirement in the evening, how do I energize myself so I'm not sleepwalking my way through that important task? I find a way to take a nap in the afternoon. Using biological primetime wisely will quickly jump you ahead. Protect it and parse it out carefully. Be jealous of it, and do not fritter it away. How do you know when your biological prime time occurs? If you're not a heavy caffeine user, you already know when it is. But if you're a first-thing-in-the-morning coffee drinker, you may not know when it occurs because the caffeine creates a false biological prime time. You could call it chemical prime time. That's a tough thing because for the caffeine addicted, the only way to discover true biological primetime is to quit, and that can be an onerous quest. I've written a 3-part blog series on beating caffeine addiction. Go to workthesystem.com/caffeine. If you're a steady alcohol consumer, you're probably also a caffeine drinker. I recommend you find a way to altogether quit alcohol, because if you don't, your life is going to have problems way beyond figuring out when your biological primetime occurs. Quit the alcohol first, and then deal with the caffeine and any other addictions. Mechanical primetime is very different from biological primetime. Mechanical primetime is not about your most effective time period. It's about what you do. Mechanical primetime is comprised of the mechanical tasks that you have to do that will expand your personal control and freedom. These are your one-time machine-building efforts that make it possible for you to make more and work less. Here are some examples of my own mechanical primetime. Research and development. Strategic meetings with business partners and managers. Writing my next book. Writing blog posts. Interviewing people who will work for me. Speaking to groups, and doing interviews. Combining biological primetime and mechanical primetime is the perfect synthesis as you perform your machine-building tasks during the time of day when you are the most powerful.